We're not exactly known down under here as a winter sports capital. Of course, in the United States of America, in some states, it's massive. I'm wondering whether the Winter Olympics is getting much cut through in the US of A, because if it doesn't happen on home soil, it normally just doesn't happen. Dick Fain, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, guys. And yeah, the Winter Olympics is, I think, an exception to the rule that you just stated, that if it doesn't happen in America, it doesn't really matter, and which is normally the case. But I think there are some exceptions. I think the Olympics are probably the most notable exception. I think the World Cup at times can be an exception. But, yeah, I mean, NBC puts out billions of dollars to just swamp your television on their various networks of into it. It's basically all we watch for 2 weeks. And we watched your poor snowboarder, Emily Arthur, last night do her face plant. That was yikes. That was scary.
Yeah, well, we've got Scotty James taking on your legendary American and Shaun White. I don't think there are too many bigger names, are there, in the USA in the winter sports than Shaun White. I guess Lindsey Vonn, Dick. But that's going to be a great battle later on this afternoon our time.
It is. And, you know, Lindsey Vonn had kind of transcended it. She's kind of pop culture. I mean, she's been very successful. But as far as just what you've accomplished in the Olympics, Shaun White has certainly accomplished more than Lindsey Vonn has. I think Apollo Ono, who is from Federal Way, just about 15 minutes south of where I live, he is a huge nationally known name in the Winter Olympics. And we've got another one in that just starting up with 17-year-old Chloe Kim, who she just blitzed the field in the half pipe yesterday. So I imagine, at least so far, I think Chloe Kim is probably the darling of the Olympics so far, at least for American Olympic fans. And we'll see if there always seems to be one name that comes out of the Olympics that you really didn't know going in, and they come out as a household name after the Olympics. I think Chloe Kim, at least so far, is probably for the United States. But yeah, we should have a great battle in the men's half pipe, as we saw. We saw some, you know, weather causing some difficulties in a lot of these alpine events. So hopefully that'll calm down a little bit.
Yeah, I think you're right. Chloe Kim, quite sensational. Did an incredible job in that half pipe. Dick, after all the Super Bowl is run and won, can you explain the Josh McDaniels situation, please?
Yeah, Josh McDaniels is the offensive coordinator for New England. He's been helping Tom Brady out for years and years, calling plays, and he has taken a job in the past with Denver for a short amount of time. It did not go well. He ended up going back to New England, and then he was tabbed as the new head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, and Indianapolis went so far as to say, we have hired Josh McDaniels, we've got a press conference scheduled, which was a little bit unusual. Usually you don't see an organization come out with a tweet until they actually have something in writing. Well, they did not have Josh McDaniels' signature in writing, and at the last moment, there is speculation that the Patriots owner and that Bill Belichick had a conversation with Josh McDaniels at the last minute, I'm sure giving him more money. I'm sure probably at least alluding to, if not guaranteeing, Josh McDaniels that he was going to be the next head coach of the Patriots when Bill Belichick retired. Something like that probably happened there. And so Josh McDaniels now kind of a villain around the NFL and spurning the Indianapolis Colts. And keep in mind, he had a staff set aside. He had people leaving their jobs to come join him in Indianapolis, and now some of those people that left their jobs have no job to go back to because he had a change of heart at the last.
Yeah. We're lucky enough to be chatting with All-American Sport with Dick Fain and also Winter Olympics. Mate, speaking of, you mentioned that word villain just a few seconds ago, Dick. Have you caught up with this vision coming out of college tennis? And we showed our viewers, and we've been chatting with our listeners regarding it, Patrick Kipson, who loses a college game. He plays for Texas, and he spits on his hand as he comes to the net to, well, we would say, congratulate the victor and his opponent. It's quite disgusting.
It is, and I saw the person refused to shake his hand right after that.
Yeah,
I didn't
as you
the story,
would,
but I did see a tweet on it, yeah. And I'm actually watching it right now as you mentioned it, and you know, very that is interesting. So there must have been something, you know, yeah. whether the loser thought that you know, he was unfairly treated by the officials. Oh yeah, I see it right there. That was well, it looked like the victor was kind of celebrating, you know, kind of, you know, amping up the, you know, he had his hands in the air, yeah. and he was trying to get the crowd into it after he won. So
you're allowed to do that,
maybe
though, Dick.
The loser didn't feel like that was very good sportsmanship.
Yeah. Nah, we've got a saying here: to the victor go the spoils. Not a big golly, not a big spit on your hand. So we'll keep an eye on that, because you would imagine there'd be a suspension, a ban, or a fine.
Unsportsmanlike, incredibly much so. Now, Dick, an all-pro linebacker in trouble.
Yeah, Reuben Foster for the San Francisco 49ers is one of the most talented young defensive players in all of the NFL. I mean, this is a guy that very easily, just based on his talent, could certainly, over the next 5 to 10 years, be really the next best linebacker in the National Football League. Well, he has gotten into trouble. He was in trouble pre-draft. That made his value slip in the draft to the bottom half of the first round, when he probably could have been a top two or three pick overall. He was actually kicked out of the draft combine, which is kind of the meat market, which all the players go to and try out for general managers before the draft, and he was kicked out of that. Well, now he faces potentially the same type of suspension that Ezekiel Elliott faced last year, a 6-game suspension. It has not been handed down yet, but there was a 911 call made by his girlfriend. She accuses him of dragging her around their apartment floor. Yes. She made mention to the police that there were multiple semi-automatic rifles in the house that they were at. So this is potentially a very, very scary situation, and a bad situation. And some people nationally, in the national media, I heard on ESPN yesterday, they're calling for the 49ers to out and out just cut him right now, because saying there's been so much smoke surrounding this guy. He's been you know, excited for marijuana. There's been so much smoke around this guy that at some point, if you want to establish you know, that you have turned over a new leaf, which is the general manager of 49ers has said, John Lynch says, hey, we're going to, you know, they kicked a guy off the team that was arrested last year before he was even convicted. They said, we're gonna have responsible people on this team. Well, how can you say that you're going to have responsible people on this team without setting an example of one of your best players? Because it really only hurts when you kick your best players off the team. You can set an example when you're kicking a bench player off the team. It's another thing when you're kicking off your most talented player.
We treat everybody equally. The better you play, the more equal you're treated, Dick. There's no doubt about that.
That's how most teams run it.
Don't you love it when they say that? Oh, yeah, everyone's treated equally here. Bull. Dick, we go head-to-head later on this afternoon, our time. Your American Sean White up against our Aussie little battler in Scotty James. We hope we win. We don't think we will, but we hope we do. Good on you, Dick.
See you, boys. I'll be watching. Thanks, guys.